well?
Yeah, well, my first novel just came out on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a novelette. I pitched it as Animal Farm meets Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
So, oh, right, okay.
Kind of thing. Set wow. in the 60s. And then,
is there an audio version?
No.
Well, no, there
isn't. Jordan, can read it to us, can't you?
Saying that, I was very keen to do it because I like On the Road by Jack Kerouac. And him reading it over jazz music. And I thought, that'd be wicked. I'd record some jazz and then read the book over the top. It's not a long book either, so...
That'd be cool. You could do that. Just, you know, that is an extra thing.
Yeah, because that doesn't cost me too much
to
record.
Right, here we are. I've got you £5.15p change.
Oh, fantastic.
Hi, here you are.
All right.
Sorry, that dropped it out of your hand.
Do you want a drink, Jordan?
No, I'm not getting
it. I told you he's not drinking.
I'm almost 10 months now, 10 months older.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't believe me, did you?
Well, you're getting soft,
thank you very much.
Right, I'm just going to open that
Fantastic.
So, Jordan, where are your gigs coming up? Are you going to be advertising on Facebook, Twitter and all that?
Quite a bit in Chelmsford. There's a place called The Basement.
Well, I go down to Mill Beach quite a lot, and we pop into Chelmsford because we normally all meet up in Chelmsford and then go from there.
Here you are.
Thank
to
you.
My caravan.
It's the Mill Beach. That's in Great Leeds.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Mill Beach is.
Cheers, thank you.
Dog hangar,
cheers, yeah, thank you.
Okay, your bottle of wine is right there on the table, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll bring it downstairs now.
All right,
cheers.
Thanks for
talking to
Hello if you need anything.
Thank you.
Thanks,
see you later.
Cheers, I'm only like about 5 feet over there.
She said you were close this time. Because I thought last time I was in that bit that was hidden away, wasn't I?
Yeah, so. It's like a VIP area, right? So it's sort of your right. But it's not really like used very much. It only gets booked out. You can book it for about £250, but nobody's ever in there anyway. So it seems, unless it was crazy busy, there'd be no point in booking.
Right, yeah.
But the speaker's in there, so it's easy to shut away.
So you're still up for doing a few extra gigs if I can get anything?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Because
I haven't done it yet, but I know the guy that runs the Spotted Dog in Barking, right near the station.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get them to do some more live music out there. We used to do a jazz evening down in the basement. They've got a basement bar down there, which only used
in,
for function.
In the Spotted Dog, in the basement.
Underneath. It's the cellar bar.
Yeah.
And we used to have a jazz down there. On a regular sort of weekly basis.
Fantastic.
And we used to get, 30 people down there or whatever. But they've started doing some stuff upstairs. And it'd be worth maybe getting a slot down there, even if it's just a small set.
Yeah, if it's, I don't mind playing somewhere new for the first time, you know, a short set, because they've no reason to book me if they've never heard me before. So
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll have a chat with... the guys
you're full of talk.
No,
last time at Barking. Where did we go last time when he said this? That was about 3 months ago, and you've done nothing
ages
about
ago.
It.
I have. I've put feelers out, but it's all just right. Getting it all organised. But I'll have a chat with him and see if there's any chance of doing that.
Absolutely right.
What's his basement place like then in Chelmsford?
I've never been, but I've heard good things. They've won an award at the Panic Awards for a venue, so I don't know if that means it's really raucous and good, or if it's really nice and tidy and
so quiet. Whereabouts in Chelmsford is it? Is it quite near the station or not?
I think it is, actually. Yeah. Do you remember... I'm also playing that place that used to be the Hooga Bar. That's quite near. It's called Indigo Bar now, I think. That's quite near the station.
Where else?
Alston Manor is going to be a really good one. Firework Night.
Where's that? Any idea where that is?
No, you know what? I'm so bad.
Your job is terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll have to send it all in.
You have to send it in an email or something?
Comprehensive email.
All right.
I'm terrible. I just know the name of the venue, that's it. Because I don't drive, see.
Well, I don't mind Googling places. If you've got the place name, we can Google.
So how do you get to venues? How do you get your stuff there?
Half the time, very kindly, obviously, they'll send someone. If I'm booked to play, they'll send someone to take me. But half the time, I'm on a train with my keyboard.
Can you get on a train with a keyboard?
Yeah, just about. It's a flat case.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it's...
How did you get here today, then? Did they send someone?
Sorry?
Did they send someone today?
No, I came from East Lothian this morning.
Oh!
Yeah, are you in a laugh?
No, 10 hours on there. It was horrible. And straight here as well.
Did you play on the way to any... did you busk on the way?
That would be a good idea next time.
You should have done.
That'd be cool to be busking in Covent Garden, wouldn't it?
I saw some buskers arguing on the way back. I get off at Victoria Station to come back. and this guy turned up and he's like, this is my spot. He's like, no, I've got the spot. Like, you're number two, I'm number one. It's like, what do buskers do? Because there's not really any schedule on the wall. They just have to...
It's just like an agreement between themselves. I mean, we know a busker that works at Covent Garden, Terry Sinclair, who's been doing it for years.
I know that name.
Yeah, he plays keyboard, but mainly does guitar stuff now. Okay. It's a singer-songwriter stuff.
Yeah.
It's getting on a bit now with Terry. He's been doing it for years. And I first met him in 1985.
Oh, cool.
Showing your age.
And I got a cassette of his, and it had his telephone number on there. And when I started booking music myself in various pubs and clubs in London, I rang him up and I spoke to his missus, Kim, and I said, oh, I'm just doing a few things, pub gigs. Would Terry be interested? Well, he doesn't normally do pubs, but I'll get him to call you back. And we had a bit of a chat on the phone, and he did quite a few for me, actually, in the sort of like... what was it? Late 80s, early 90s.
Like when I started, there was people on the circuit that I really loved and thought, I want to be like them. And then now, sort of, 10 years has gone by. Now I can actually, if I want to book them for something, they're usually quite receptive. And it's cool because they were like my heroes when we first started, and now they're coming to play. And it's great. Okay. There's a lass tonight called Rasheen O'Hagan. Great she is. She's, I think she's 16. Yeah. Plays acoustic guitar, but really hooky, catchy stuff. Really good. It was, I think it's mostly original as well. But I'm impressed with her, so hopefully you'll enjoy it.
Have they booked her, or have you booked her?
I booked her for the halftime.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She just took it down. Acoustic guitar and spoke.
Oh, that's great.
She won Best Newcomer at the Panic Awards, I think.
Oh.
So, yeah, and she's sweet as well. You know, she's not diva. She's very, very...
Jordan's just won an award as well for...
Has he?
I'm up there for Best Original Artist, and then More Than Mates, that... I don't know if you've heard the music videos online, if you've heard any of those songs. The Krispy Kreme one, the one that's sounds a bit like Scout. It's a bit poppy. Anyway, that's up for best song.
Oh, when's it being announced?
It's the awards ceremony.
So you're definitely going to the awards ceremony then?
Yeah, I am going.
There'll definitely be a bit of party then.
Sorry?
There'll definitely be a party, whatever happens.
What, are you angry for an invite?
No.
I don't know.
Get one.
What the after party's like, but there's... They booked me to play, which is obviously very sweet, but they didn't pay me. They just said, right, you're up for an award, so we assume that you're coming. And then they sent a load of tickets to my daughter to say, you got to sell these. I was like, excuse me? You put me up for an award. I'm not getting paid. I'm not your publicist. Like, it's very flattering to be awarded this, but, you know...
How are the tickets? Yeah. Come on, tickets. Where are the tickets?
They're £15 each. See, I don't like pushing them on people, because that's quite expensive just to see me play one song, get an award, and then up 100 other.
Where is it? London?
No, it's at the Civic Hall in Grays.
In Grays, Essex.
Grays. Civic Hall in Grays.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great in Grays.
Why are they in Grays?
Well, it's the Essex Award, isn't it?
It's
an Essex Entertainment Award.
I know, but Grays. They could have chosen somewhere better than
it's
Grays.
It's right next to the swimming pool, so it's quite out of the way, at least.
Mm.
They use it for... I know, like, say... I saw Jimmy Carr was there recently. It's quite a good venue.
Where did you record that... the music video? Where was the music video recorded?
The one that's up for the award?
Yeah.
Mostly in my producer's house.
Was it?
All of my videos are either recorded in my house. Like, say, the third video is called Tour of the Glass Factory, and I painted the walls with a load of psychedelic paint and stuff, and then played it in fast motion, so it went really quickly. And then we just moved, so the people came into the house to check it out. I'm like, yeah, what's all this? But he said, it's fine, just leave it, because I thought I was going to have to whitewash it, which would be a shame. He's like, no, I quite like it. But they were a bit taken back at first, so it was spiders over the walls and lyrics and things. But they said, oh, sorry. They're having a new baby, though, so I hope it doesn't give them that much.
No.
But, things are good. Very busy, at least. It's just napping, going back on training all the time.
So you've been spending quite a lot of time in Scotland, then?
I will be. I've only just been for 2 weeks to see my mother and work on the novels.
Yeah.
Now I'm going back for Christmas.
So when's the next gig after this? Let's see if you know the date this time.
Should be 2 days' time. I've got it in my diary.
Where?
Right, believe it or not, I do this every year. I play Black History Month at the Thameside Theatre. I'm the only white person in the whole venue. And I think it's because... it's great, I really enjoy it. But I think it's because they heard my stage name, Tall Dark Friend, and thought that I was a black man. And then now they're just being polite over a year.
That's all right.
Where
it's
is
cool.
it? Where is it held?
That's at the Thameside Theatre.
Thameside?
Yeah, do you know Thameside?
No,
I don't know if you would have ever been.
Well, what's it near? Come on.
That's right near the station, actually. Right by Grays Station.
Oh, Grays, okay.
Yeah,
right.
It's...
So I know nothing about Grays. Right, so that's on Saturday night, is it?
Yeah, let me just get the diary, actually.
Yes, come on.
You're away anyway.
I know, I can't do it. I didn't know he was going to say so soon, did I? Anyway, I was only testing, because last time we didn't know it, I was teasing him. I said, his mum's not his agent anymore, is she? So.
No, she's not, then.